standing for the reading of God's Word.
So if you would, turn in your Bibles to Psalm 121. Listen to the word of the Lord. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you, many of us with anxious thoughts and worries that may be just infiltrating our hearts and our minds right now, and yet we know that we come to you as a God who continually says that you are our protector, that you are for us and not against us. And so, Lord, as we walk through this psalm this morning, I pray that you will help us to not just know those truths, but help us to believe those truths and to believe them in such a way that we can walk in them every moment of every day with your joy and your peace upon us, knowing that you are our God, that you are our Savior, and that you will be with us not just in this moment, but forever and ever. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So as summer is almost upon us, I can imagine that many of you, you probably have travel plans. Maybe you're going somewhere throughout the state. Maybe you're going somewhere throughout the country this summer, or even maybe for a few of you, maybe you're even going overseas. And as that time draws near, there's that inevitable anxiety. There's that inevitable worry that comes as you begin to check those boxes, right? Do I have all of the things done? You know, for work, do I have my work in order? Is my house taken care of? Do I know who's going to watch the pets or who's going to take the pets while I'm gone? Did I pack everything, right? Do I have my toothbrush? Do I have enough underwear or whatever, right? Do I have everything ready to go? Do I have my itinerary? Do I have my plane tickets? Or if you're driving, is the vehicle, right? Did you change the oil? Is that all ready to go? And these are the kinds of things that, as you think about that checklist, like these are the kinds of things when it comes to travel that can be super stressful, right? It can be super, super stressful. In fact, for many of us, and I know I've heard so many people say this, I've said it too, when you go on vacation and then you come back, you're like, oh, I need a vacation from my vacation, right? Yeah, especially if you're taking little kids with you. That's always doubly hard. Now, in our psalm for this morning, we're going to encounter two men. One who is either on a journey, he's traveling, or he's getting ready to go, right? He's getting ready to go in verses 1 and 2. And then we're going to encounter another man who is helping to prepare this man for what's ahead in verses 3 to 8. And now the one who's getting ready to go, he's dealing with a lot of worry, and he's dealing with a lot of stress that surrounds these travel plans, because he knows that his excursion, that it's going to be filled with stressors. It's going to be filled with dangers. And so he asks a very real question that if we were in the same circumstances, that we would probably ask. Who's going to help me? Who's going to help me to get through this? And of course, because this man is a good Jew, He gives the right answers. He says, the Lord, Yahweh, He is the one who's going to get me through this. But that doesn't mean that He is fully prepared to meet the challenges ahead. And so the other man, he chimes in, and he chimes in with the purpose of reminding this man of all of the ways that God is going to take care of him on this journey. Because he wants to make sure that this man, that he's trusting the Lord and that he believes that, that the Lord is going to take care of him throughout his travels and throughout his life. And my hope this morning for each one of you is to do the same thing. And so on this Mother's Day, if you find yourself asking yourself that question, like, who is going to help me through, fill in the blank, whatever that is for you, that you would leave here this morning with the confidence that the God of the universe, the one who sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to the cross on your behalf, that He is going to watch over you, that He is going to protect you, and that His love and His care for you, that it is never going to end. But before we get to that part, we need to start where this traveler starts. And he starts with the question. And the basic question is, where does my help come from? Right? Who's going to help me? As he says in verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 121, he says, I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. So imagine you're on a long drive, right? You're kind of in the open, we'll just say it's the open roads of Montana. We'll use that as an example. So you're on this drive, you're going, there's nobody around, there's no towns to stop in, and all of a sudden in the distance, you see those dark clouds. You see those really, really dark clouds, and you're like, that doesn't look good. Not to mention that, your radio gets interrupted, right, with that bah. And you know that it's the National Weather Service coming on to give you an announcement about the weather, right? And they come on and they're like, there's a thunderstorm headed your way, right? It's going to be high winds. It's going to be lots of rain. It's going to be hail. And you know, you're like, oh, shoot. We got to go through that. How do you respond to that? Now, I know that there's a few of you in here that it probably doesn't affect you. Like your blood pressure, your pulse, you're like, are you even alive right now? Because it just doesn't affect you. For whatever reason, you could go through a tornado and you'd be like, meh, I'm fine. But for the rest of us who live on planet Earth, that's not how we respond in those moments, right? Because what happens is there's that fear, there's that worry that creeps in as we get ready because we're about to face the unknown dangers of this storm. And in our psalm for this morning, this may be exactly what the psalmist is facing. And now he's not really dealing with the perils of weather, but he is dealing with the perils of these hills in the distance. Now in the ancient world, hills were a common place to find mobs, to find bandits, and to find robbers, who particularly, they would be lying in wait. And so as this man, as he would travel through the hills, they could be lying in wait, not only to mug him, but even worse than that, possibly kill him. And so seeing these hills in the distance, like, he's a little worried. He's a little scared, and probably he's got a little doubt creeping in about this travel that he's about to, this journey that he's about to go on. And so he asks a very straightforward question that many of us would ask. He says, where does my help come from? Who's going to protect me? Who's going to get me through this? And now I fully understand. I don't think anybody in this room has been mugged. If you have, come and tell me that story. That would be interesting, right? But most of us, we've never been mugged in this room. And yet at the same time, we've probably asked a very similar question. How am I going to get through this? How am I going to get through this health crisis? How am I going to get through this loneliness that I feel? How am I going to get through the loss of a loved one? How am I going to get through this jam-packed season of life where it just feels so full of work, so full of kids, activities, homeschooling, church, etc.? It's exhausting. How am I going to get through it? Who is going to help me? And so on some level, even though your life's not in danger in the same way, you can understand the stress and the anxiety that this man would be feeling. But as I said, this man, he was a good and God-fearing Jew, which means that he knew the right question, at least on an intellectual level, he knew the right answer, right? He knew the right thing to say. That in this time of possible impending doom, he knew. He said, okay, it's hard. These dangers, they look scary. But I know, at least up here, that my help comes from the Lord. Or my help comes from Yahweh, the one who made heaven, the one who made earth, the one who made everything that we see. And you see, this was important because the hills in that time, they could also be a place that represented the fake gods in that time. Gods like Baal or Asherah. And so this man, he wanted to be clear. He wanted to be clear about the fact that he wasn't going to try to find help from them. He's not going to try to find help from Baal or Asherah, but he's going to try to find help. He's going to look to the one true God, the creator of all things. Like, that's the one who's going to help him. Because he knew something. He knew that Yahweh was a promise-keeping God. This God who had made a covenant with the Jews to be their God. In fact, we see this in Exodus where Moses wrote these words in Exodus 6, 6 and 7. He said, "Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians." Like, this is a firm promise from God that the psalmist can lean on in his time of need. That he belongs to God, and that because he belongs to God, God is going to be with him. And as we sit here this morning, this is a promise that also applies to us. And it applies to us because of the new and better covenant that God made with us through his Son, Jesus Christ. In fact, Paul wrote these words in Ephesians. He said in Ephesians 2:11 through 13, "Therefore remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Because of Christ, we are not only God's people, but now we have been brought near to him, which means that his Spirit, his Holy Spirit, lives within us. And therefore, no matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening in your life, no matter the stress and the anxiety and the worry that you're feeling, like, our God is with us. He is near to us to help us in our time of need. And now, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, I guarantee that you already know that. I'm not telling you something that you don't know. You know what the Bible says about your relationship with God. You know that it tells you that he will never leave you nor forsake you. That's according to Deuteronomy 31:8. You also know in the New Testament in Romans, it says that God, he is working all things for our good. Romans 8:28. And you also know what Jesus said in the Gospels, that he will take care of you. It's Matthew 6:30. And yet, we can still functionally live a life where we're consumed, right? We're consumed by worry. We're consumed by doubt. It eats at us. It eats at our very souls. And that happens because we have this intellectual belief, right? We have this belief up here, like, yes, these truths about God are right. And yet at the same time, like, we're not living them out. We're not actually experiencing them in the day-to-day moments of our lives. And so, like the man in the opening two verses, we need to be reminded that our God, he is a God of tender love and tender care.
And he cares for us as his people. So that we would be able to take what we know about God, particularly in our heads, and that it would actually affect our hearts. That it would actually affect our day-to-day lives, those moments, day by day, that we would walk in faith and actually believe those promises and live in light of those promises. And so this is where another wiser and more seasoned voice comes in and says in verses 3-8, you need to trust in the Lord's tender care. Now, to be honest, we don't know really anything about this person that responds in verses 3-8. But what we do know is that in verses 1 and 2, you have the opening psalmist kind of using first person, right? It's talking in the first person. And then verses 3-8, that's then where it seems like it turns to somebody else, which is why most commentators believe that verses 3-8, it's somebody else speaking and sort of speaking this advice to this traveler. And it's probably someone who, like the preacher in Ecclesiastes, has experienced the myriad of joys and the pains of life under the sun, and who can look at this young man on his journey, and he can say, look, I've been there. I know what you're going through. I've experienced the struggles of travel that you're about to go into. And yet what I can tell you is it's going to be okay. God, he's going to take care of you. And as a side note, I just want to say this, that we need people like this in our lives, don't we? Like whether you're a new believer, whether you're young or old, you know, maybe you're a new or a seasoned parent, single or married. We all need people like this, people who they have a little bit more life experience, right? They're just a little bit farther down the road, and they can look at us and be like, look, I've been there. I've been through the struggles that you're having. I've been through the parenting struggles. I've been through all of the things that you're facing, the work struggles that you have. I've been through all of those things. And I want you to know, God's going to take care of you. He took care of me. Here's how he worked in my life. He's going to do that for you. We need that. And this is what this older man does in verses 3-8. He comes alongside of him to show him all of the ways that God is going to take care of him as he faces these unknown dangers in the hills. And what he does in verses 3-8 is he tells him three things that he wants to remind him, three things about the promises of God and how God is going to take care of him. And the first thing that he says to this man is this, that he's going to watch over you. God is going to watch over you. Psalm 121, verses 3 and 4. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Now, when our oldest Joshua, when he was about 1 or 2, we went on this trip with some friends to North Carolina, to the Outer Banks. And it was an amazing trip. Like it was a time just full of hanging out on the beach, which is my favorite trip, by the way. Like some of you are like scheduled trip people where you like to schedule all of your moments. No, that is like the worst thing ever. That is like not a vacation to me. To me, vacation is all about sitting on the beach, enjoying time, just like being lazy, which is exactly what we did. It was amazing. Building sandcastles, digging in the sand, going and swimming in the ocean. It was perfect. And so what happened is one of the reasons that it's memorable is because this was the first time that Josh had ever been in the ocean. And so I remember I took his hand, and we walked up to the edge, and he was so excited the waves would come in. You know, they'd kind of hit his feet. He'd be like, ah, you know, awesome. So that happens. Or then, you know, he was a little bit bolder, so I picked him up, and, you know, and I walked in, and the waves kind of crashed over him, right? And I held him. And he knew. He's like, oh, Dad's holding me. Like I'm not going to fall. I'm not going to be toppled by these waves. Well, that happened. That's one of the reasons why it's memorable. Because one time I did take him in. I didn't hold him very well, and he got toppled over by a wave. And of course, pulled him out. He's ah! But he knew. He knew that Dad was going to take care of him. That's why he was willing to go in. That's why he was willing to even go to the edge of those waves, because he knew that I was going to take care of him. Church, do we understand that we serve a powerful and triune God who says the exact same thing to us? In fact, look with me at these words, book of Matthew. Jesus says this in Matthew 28:20. It's the last thing he says. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Our God and our Savior, the one who died for us, he is always and he will always be watching over us. This is true no matter where we go, and this is true no matter what happens in our lives. This is why that the wiser voice in the psalm says in verse 3, this is why he says, he will not let your foot be moved. Now, we're definitely going to experience weaknesses in our life. And there are times in our life when you're going to feel like giving up. Maybe you come in here this morning and you just came. In fact, Chelsea just mentioned this. She just mentioned that Joel woke up 5:30, right? Yeah, and he's crabby. And if you're a young parent, you know what that's like. You know what it's like to just have nights upon nights where your kid's just not sleeping the way they want, the way that you want them to. And so you're coming in here and you're dead tired. Or maybe in your home, maybe you have older kids and maybe you're frustrated because you're dealing with just high rates of disobedience and you're struggling to know how to parent through that. Or maybe you're struggling through the heartache of your children or your grandchildren or even your great-grandchildren who are grown, and yet they've walked away from the Lord. Or you're stressed and at a loss for solutions as you struggle, particularly struggling through your marriage. Or maybe you're here on a day to celebrate moms, and you want nothing more but to have children. But for whatever reason, it's not happening. And in the midst of these things, you feel like your faith is weakening. You feel like your hope is decreasing, and you feel so alone. But again, this wiser man, who more than likely, he understands what this traveler is experiencing. He pipes up and he says, I know what you're going through, but know this, our God, he will keep you. Which means that he is going to tend to us. It means that he cares for us. And it means that he is going to sustain us, because his loving gaze, the gaze of our triune God, is always upon us. Like, he is the God and the keeper of his people, who has become our everlasting Father and Savior and helper through Christ. And he is the God, as it says in the psalm, who never sleeps or slumbers. Our God, he never gets drowsy. You know that? Our God, he never sleeps. He never tires. There's never a time that he is not watching over you. And there is nothing in our lives that is too difficult for him. So therefore, we need to trust that he's got a hold of us. And we need to take all of our weaknesses, all of our worries, and all of our cares, and we need to cast them upon him. As Jesus said in John 10:29, he said, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Do you know that this morning? That you were in the Father's hand and you will never be taken out of it. He has got a hold of you. Or then in Psalm 55:22, the psalmist says, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. He's not going to let you stumble. He's not going to let you fall. He's not going to let you be lost. And I hope that encourages you this morning. I really do. Because even if you're coming in here right now today and you feel great, maybe everything is gangbusters for you. Right? Everything's coming up roses. Everything's perfect. Nothing's hard. That's awesome. And yet at the same time, weaknesses and struggles, they're going to come. It's an unfortunate part of living in a fallen world that's marred by sin. But at those times, we have a great God who is telling us, look, you're never alone. He He is always with us. He is always watching over us, and He is always sustaining us. No matter how challenging, right? The road ahead might feel super challenging. And yet all of those things are true no matter what's coming. Because He's not merely the God who watches over us. It's not just like our God's looking at us going, oh, that's nice. I see them. But He is the God who is also protecting us. That brings us to our next two verses. Psalm 121, verses 5 and 6. It says, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. So we're currently living in that part of the season where we get very excited about the sun, right? Sun's been out and shining for a week and a half or so. You know, we had those rainy days, but we're very excited. It's warming up, and so everybody wants to be outside right now. You want to be out biking and hiking or walking or kayaking or just even yard work, right? If you're someone who is a yard work enthusiast, I love yard work. So maybe you want to be out doing that, but you just want to be out in the sun because you want to soak up those rays. Like you want that vitamin D, all the vitamin D that you didn't get over the winter. You want it now that the sun's shining. And yet there's something that happens right around July. It's starting to happen sooner, but throughout most of my life, it happened in July. And in July is when those 90 to 95 degree days came, right? It feels like 200% humidity. Just feels like you go out and you're already breaking a sweat the moment you get out the door. And in that moment, the sun that was this welcomed friend when spring came is now this foe that you're so badly trying to get away from, right? And on a hot day like that, the tree, which we otherwise wouldn't give a second thought to, we get pretty excited about, right? We go sit under that shade and we're like, oh, just a little bit of shade. That feels really good right now. And that's kind of the picture that this wiser man, he's trying to paint for us here. Because Israel, for a good part of the year, is actually really dry and arid. And so what you would have is you would have these really, really hot, this kind of dry heat days. You know, think Arizona, 105, 110 degrees, but just like dry heat, but just that sun is just beating down on you. And yet then at night, it could get really cold, right? Because they didn't have that moisture to keep the heat. And so any time that someone could find physical shade or protection from the elements, like it was a welcomed reprieve because they lived most of their life outdoors and traveling or doing agriculture. But the shade that this older man has in mind, it's not merely a physical shade, it's not merely a physical protection, but it really is an all-encompassing protection from God. And his point is that whether we're facing the scorching heat of the day, whether we're facing just cold temperatures or robbers, or even if we're facing the natural dangers of the night, his point is that the Lord, he is always with us. His power, it is always working on our behalf, which means that he is always going to protect us. In fact, this is similar to what David writes in Psalm 16:8 when he says, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Now, the beauty of living in the Western world is that most of us, we don't have to continually experience the harsh realities of the hot summer or the cold winter, right? Like if it's hot out, we go inside. If inside gets too hot, we turn on the air conditioner. Has anybody already turned on their air conditioner, by the way? Yep, I did. I did too, right? I'm not ashamed to say that. I got hot. All of a sudden last night, my house was 74. I was like, 74 is too hot. Like we need a little bit of air here. I don't like hot. Or even if it's cold, right? Even if it's the winter, you can go in, you can shut up your house, you can turn on the heat, and you're like, ooh, that feels great. But that doesn't mean that we don't need the same protection from God that this man's talking about. Because living in an imperfect world with imperfect people, it is always wrought with dangers. For instance, there are going to be people in your life who desire nothing more than to tear you down. It could be a family member, it could be a friend, a neighbor, a coworker. But if you haven't experienced someone like this in your life, you're going to experience it at some point. And it's going to be that person that maybe you disagree with them, or maybe it's just that you're happy, right? Maybe they just see this happiness in you and they don't like it. And so they're going to do whatever they can to try to tear you down. But even in fairly healthy relationships and fairly healthy families, we can still experience strife and disunity, this unresolved friction and infighting that causes just real wounds in our souls. What about the darkness of the night, that time when we're alone with our thoughts? That time when you wake up at 2 a.m. and just the stress and the anxiety of everything feels like it hits you right at that moment. Maybe you're stressed out about your kids. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your finances. I mean, any number of issues can awaken us at 2 a.m. and just cause struggles. And it's within these moments that we need to remember a couple of things. One, that our battle, it's not against other human beings. Right? We're not fighting against other human beings. And even necessarily when we're dealing with our own anxieties, we're not fighting against our mind. But first and foremost, we are fighting against a spiritual enemy, the devil, who is doing everything in his power to tear us down and to pull us away from Christ. As Paul writes in Ephesians 6:12, he says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." That is our enemy. And yet, too, we have a God who says that he is going to protect us. He is going to protect us from the enemy's attacks, whether they come internally in our minds and our hearts, or whether they come through other people. As Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, he says, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." I hope you understand that our Lord and our Savior, he is going to keep us. He's going to protect us, and he is going to protect us from being overwhelmed by our fears and our anxieties. That he is going to be our shelter when we experience those dark storms that come into the soul, and they come, right? We've all experienced them, and yet he says, "No, I'm going to be your shelter in that time." That he is going to guard us, and he is going to protect us from the attacks of the enemy, no matter how they come, right? Even if they come through other people, and there's relational hurts, and there's stressors, right? He's going to use those things. He's going to bring about our good. And he is going to be the one that even when those hurts come, he's going to be the one to heal our souls. But this kind of protection that God has for us, it isn't simply a momentary protection, right? His care for us is not just something that's here today and gone tomorrow. But instead, that this wise man, he ends his advice to this younger man. And I love this. He ends it by reminding him that God's tender care, it isn't just momentary, but it lasts forever. As he says in verses 7 and 8, he says, "The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." Now, I wish I could stand up here and tell you, like, look, man, God is going to give you this perfectly long life into your 90s, into your hundreds, 115, be the oldest person in the world, never have any health issues, never have any strife, never have any hardship. I wish that I could tell you that. Like, I wish that is something that was a promise of the Bible and that was true. But it's not. In fact, you know from your own life experience that that's not true. And yet that's not even what the psalmist or this wiser man is trying to communicate. In fact, he's actually doing the exact opposite. He's giving this young traveler this advice in verses 7 and 8 because he knows that these things are going to happen to him. He knows that this man's going to experience evil. He knows that he's going to experience pain and suffering and sorrow. And that hardships, they're more than likely going to be a part of his travels as he walks through those hills. But the promise from God to his covenant people is that in all of these experiences, he is going to be our keeper. He's going to sustain us. He's going to protect us. And he is going to take care of us. And that care that he has for us, it's not just for a day, it's not just for a week, it's not just for a month or a year, but it is a care that lasts a lifetime. And now I understand that Mother's Day, that in particular it brings with it a set of mixed emotions for many. You know, for some of you, you're kind of in this joyful place, right? This place of joy, but it's also tiring. Because you're doing this hard work of raising young kids. Or some of you are on the other side of that, right? Your kids are growing, and yet you're trying to do this hard work of like, how do I still help and give advice to grown children, even when half the time they don't want it? How do I wade through that? And some of you, you're experiencing the pain and loneliness because you have lost somebody. Maybe you've lost a parent. Maybe you lost a spouse. And yet, as I said earlier, some of you, you're dealing with the unfulfilled longing to have children, which seems to maybe not be God's will for you at this time. All of these, they are part of living under the sun in a fallen world. This side of eternity, like nothing is going to go as planned. Nothing is going to be perfect. And even the good things that God gives you and that you experience, it's still hard. It's still a lot of work, and there's still a lot of struggle. But we need to remember that we serve a good and gracious God, this God who has made us his children through his son, Jesus Christ, which means that he is our perfect and loving Father, as I read earlier, who holds our lives in his hands. And so therefore, he is always watching over you. And there is never a time when he doesn't see everything perfectly and completely in your life, right? There's never a time where his eyes and his gaze are not upon you. And so when you feel weak, at those moments when you feel like you can't go on, like you need to know that he is always sustaining you. And he will always keep you from giving up. And though the hurts may be many, though the anxieties can feel overwhelming, like he is going to help you. He is going to protect you through them. And they will not consume you even when they're really hard. Because he does. He cares for you deeply. In fact, that's why he sent his son to redeem you. And so his tender love and care, it's always going to be with you. And it will always be with you until he receives you into his loving arms in his eternal kingdom. And in fact, I want to just end this sermon with a few verses that are just reminders of this everlasting care for us as his people. As it says in Psalm 73, 23, and 24, the psalmist says, "Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward, you will receive me to glory." Or then Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." Let's pray. Lord God, I know that there are so many times in my own life where it's so easy to doubt your tender love and care. where it's so easy to feel the storms of life just crashing over me like the ocean waves. And so, Lord, I know that I am just like this traveler, and I think many of us are, where we just need these continual reminders, Lord. These continual reminders that you love us, that you are the powerful God who not only created us, but also redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And because of that, you are always watching over us. Because of that, you will always protect us as your people. You will always work everything for our good, even though it is going to be hard. And yet at the same time, we can know that your care, that it isn't just for a moment, but it will last forever as you do this amazing work in us to carry us until that day that we are with you in eternity, in your loving arms forever. Help us to believe that this morning. Help us to rejoice in that this morning. And yet as we leave this place, help us to walk in those truths in all of the travels and the storms that may lie ahead. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.